Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Imam Wali Ayu Bilal, the halal industry do for self. And as always, we like to start with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Thanking Allah for anybody that's listening, anybody that's sharing what's going on, anybody that wants to call in and state what they have on their mind that is similar, the same, better, or what they thought we were discussing. Our growth is based on what we do together. There's no way to build in the society. We were talking about voting before we got on the phone, Republican Party and Democratic Party. And we vote speaking about the vote of the African-American descendants of slaves. Many of our people don't know the history that kept us away from voting. They're not into the history and not realizing the history really is like a default. You know what I mean? Not one that's supposed to happen, but that you cause on your own. But we look at our history. We have to know if we have faith that is in God, first of all, Allah, the Creator. If we don't have no faith in that, then ain't no telling what you may see. I've had faith all my life. Came up with my father in the church, so some faith was there all my life. As a child, as a teenager, as a young adult, and as an adult, and today I can even say even as an old man. We have to look at our people and why they're not reacting. Our people like to pretend they're someone else. Not TV. They're not acting. They'd like to see someone else's success be their success. But the key that's missing with too many is that they're not seeing that God does not treat anybody unfairly. When he created and said what he's done for man, that's every man. And somebody said, well, he didn't say it for the woman. Every man, he's speaking of a species. Human being. That's every male. That's every female. And you can't get one without the other. Somebody might do something scientific and build, put some eggs together and make something. But Allah has provided for man and woman from themselves, their togetherness, humans that would have common sense and the intelligence to move forward in a way to build a society. All of us, we have this in us. Not on the same level, but as the cells in our bodies work. Every cell in our body cooperates with other cells. And they run up and down your bloodstream and wherever else in a manner to make sure that all that we need to move about day to day does it. Our eyes, make sure our eyes function right. I mean, when Allah put this body together for him, but for us to look at it, everything is measured out in a way to help us do the best of everything. Even those of us that have been born with some kind of deficiency, I'll say, Allah still has allowed us to be strong in other areas that would be equal to some who don't have that deficiency. But they just might need a little guidance because of the deficiency. When we start thinking about how should we worship, most of us, many of us, too many of us, are messed up because someone before us that we admired maybe didn't see it right. But that's what part of what Scripture is for. Scripture itself is not a book to be alone on, but you have to take it in alone. And what I mean by that is this. We read with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. You say that to the average child, maybe the child won't know. You say it to someone that's above 12, they should be able to find out. You say it to someone above 20, they should have a big picture in their mind what that means. If they never heard of, and this, we ain't talking about this day and time, because it's hard to find somebody of age that didn't hear the term Allah in America.
Might exist, but it's hard to find. When a person say in this America that we know as we know it today, with Allah's name, most know they were talking about God, and it's probably Muslims. The least that it may be is an Arab calling on God in the Arab tongue, and that is Allah, the God, two words, as I like to say. The language itself may be something that makes someone not understand if you're talking to a group that don't understand it. And that's why Allah says in the Quran, teach people in their own language. Our brothers and sisters in our masjids, we share the rostrum many times as if we're from overseas. Allah told them from overseas who got the Quran first, Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, his companions. Teach people in their language so they can't say they didn't understand. Allah will not charge them with your mistake, with my mistake, that I'm so clear that I know what's being said and I think it could be understood, that I'm not even paying attention myself as the imam. And there's some imams and brothers, sisters that speak great Arabic.
Mm-hmm.
But it's Allah that gave us the command, teach people in their language. You know, what are you telling them? I was in Juma this week here in Philadelphia, and the brother was talking about hypocrites. Now, that was a new one for some of them. Most of the time, they're talking about sin. And these are brothers that are not from the body of people that came from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Imam Muhammad. These are people that are allowed to be speaking in the masjid. And they're speaking, some of the brothers, some of the sisters, you know, they want to feel like they understand them. You don't understand them, especially when they're in your own house telling you to get out of the house. They speak, I mean, some years old, that's almost 76, two more months. As of, what's the date, the 14th or the 15th?
14th.
As of tomorrow, two more months, I'll be 76. I don't commit sin. Oh, there he go. He the perfect. That ain't what I said. I didn't say I was perfect. Do something to me and see if I don't bust your head open. I said I don't commit sin. What is a sin for us? I don't curse. I didn't just stop. And nobody heard me curse. I literally cursed, used the two curse words two times since I've been out of Vietnam July 10th, 1969. And I'm not saying this to be like, oh, he's such a royal guy. That's not what I'm saying. I got enough discipline. I didn't hear my father, my mother ever use a curse word. I never seen them drink. Can't prove they didn't do it. I never heard it. My oldest brother never heard the music. Now my oldest sister, she would change the lettering where F would go. He might put a T.
That's right. Yeah, he did.
But you know she ain't talking about a truck.
Yeah.
But she might use that term.
Yeah, I seen him do that.
Yeah, and as a youngster, after she said it a few times, I recognize she ain't speaking regular. She doing something else. She's speaking in code to her children. We got a nephew the age of my youngest brother. So I understood, but I never heard my father use. So I didn't have a taste for cursing. I didn't use drugs. I remember going before getting drafted, one of my cousins, we smoked cigarettes, to try this. And it tastes funny. And then he told me what it was. It was reefer. I didn't never do that again. Yeah, I never did that again. Now, in Vietnam, once we was carrying bodies, yes, I did a little here and there. But when I got on that plane coming home, I vowed I will never have to use another curse word. I won't drink. That's any alcohol, any kind. I won't get high. I won't smoke reefer. I didn't know anything really about any other drug. But whatever, I wasn't going to do that. This don't make me no angel. This just make me a man that didn't want to do those things. No angel. For those who have heard, I've been in prison. I went into prison for something. I just didn't do those things. And I'm not doing the thing that put me in prison. So I'm saying when I say I don't sin, why do we need people coming in among us talking about sin like we don't know how to ask Allah for forgiveness if we make an error, a sin, a mistake, whatever the case may be, when we have not built our unity? They don't come in. They can't come in and say unite as one people, because they're students of someone else. And they're preparing us, if they could, students of whoever's teaching them. This is going on around America right now. There's not a whole lot of messages that straight up talking to the people on what the people need to do in the environment they're in. Our messages should be strong on civil understanding, civics, I should say. They should be strong on opening up your own business, supporting your own school, having strong, clean, decent recreation areas for your families who are having problems, whether they're with each other, they're having husband and wife having a problem with each other, or they're having problems feeding their family. Or anything. We should, I mean, in other words, we should be strongly building our family. Believing Allah is the easy path to stand on. But while you're believing, what could shake that path? Some of those other things that's not there for us. Some of those things cause us to look at other people and think they're stronger. Allah made us as one. There was only one Adam. One Adam that was able to actually have a seed that would be continuously produced. It ain't his seed, it's Allah's, to produce a man after that pattern and a wife, woman, after that pattern. And those couples have an ability to be an example to children to build in the world. That's what Allah wants. When we look at ourselves, we have to see what are we opening the door to in these 2000s, the day 23, not far from 24. What are we opening the door for? Somebody else to lead us? In that way, and you're moving naturally, fine. You chose that. In America, we have a president who leads us. Where are they leading us to? Somebody, ain't nobody leading me. It ain't meant like that. There might be something else smaller than that that you're following every day and you ain't saying nothing about. The president of the United States, we should look at that one day, why is not one coming from the masjid? Not have to hide what he is or she is. Why are they not coming from the masjid? Why the governor can't come from the masjid? Why the mayor can't come from the masjid? See yourself as a part of the world that Allah gave us birth in. And Allah allows the desiring of government. The ugliness of government is no different than having a church, a masjid, a temple that the preacher will lie in. It's a government nonetheless, governed by the rules of Bible, Quran, and things of this nature. But if you're not utilizing it right, if you're not utilizing it properly, we as a people will be following something and still never get to our destiny.
Right.
Allah has created for every man a destiny of success. You don't hear Allah telling anybody he's created for them failure.
No.
Always about success.
Success
in this life and success in the next life. So we don't like necessarily the way the government looks. Shouldn't we study civics and put good people in place to change it to be where it should look? Once upon a time, the prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, was the government leader of Yatrich. And around the world, in the Islamic communities, the leaders were Muslims. Many of them, it didn't stop them from being corrupt, having a hatred, a dislike. Today, Saudi, from what I understand, the last time I've been there, which was years ago, The king is still in charge. The king tells the imam what to say.
Right.
Now, Allah don't tell him what to say. The king tells him what to say. The king tells who can be the one that lead the khutbah. Where did that come from? That sounds like kingship.
Man.
Oh, well, he is a king. But it is sounding like the kingship that we've heard about prior to Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, who governed the people, had his own army, had his people, and called the rest of them peasants or mm-hmm. something to that effect.
Yeah.
Well, look at the East today.
Mm-hmm.
The king governs the worship, and the regular people mean nothing. The regular people don't have say. The king has say. That's not Islam. Why are we following that? We have to show them how to practice Islam. Don't hate them. Don't dislike them. Feel for them because they lost their way. And make sure you feel for them enough that you know you're going to do everything in your power to ask Allah to keep us on the right path.
Mm-hmm.
And the right path is not just praying. But they pray. They pray, but they don't know how to lead. They don't know how to stand out front as a body and be the example that Allah called us to be. Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, was not considered a king. He's a messenger of Allah. He's the seal of the prophet. He's a religious leader. And the book that he gave the people to follow and read was the same book was given to him to follow and read. And that's the Quran. So when we look today, you and I, the African-American descendants of slaves, where are we going? We got messages, but we're dedicating the messages, seemingly, that others can come in and speak other language, leaders in the other language, and we have no say in it almost. And I don't mean going there and starting nothing. For you to go start, and just look for another place and start a new message. And don't lose focus. But anybody that reads a little Arabic know that in the Quran, Allah says, don't teach the people in other than their own language. So they can't have the excuse to say they didn't understand. Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him in the Hadith, he told his closest companion, think of all of them, even Bilal was there, Umar, Ali, all of them, they were there. He told them, look, if you go to a people and you don't speak their language, don't you lead them. Don't get in front of them. Show them the five. Teach them the five pillars, that is, and let them teach themselves. Telling them, this is not the type of thing that you get and you can lead the world. People have to lead themselves. He said, teach them the five and let them teach themselves. And don't change their culture. We know the story with Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, and his wife, Aisha. He asked her, you want to see how the people who look like us, probably Abyssinia, you want to see how they practice in their culture, do their culture, part of their culture? To the back, the way it spreads, like it's spread like it's a back door. And he kneeled and she leaned across his shoulder as she watched them, as they watched them, do their African-style dance
mm-hmm.
and beating their drums or whatever they had to make sound, whatever they were stroking with their hands to make sound, some voice noise. Could have been humming, could have been singing. I don't know. I didn't hear it. But the prophet was showing that they had a culture that shouldn't be changed. But they tell us, change our culture.
Singing.
No singing. No, singing was good once upon a time. It soothed the soul of the slave.
Yeah.
Then it became good again to sing the songs in church of how people saw the by and by and when they're going to meet their Lord, et cetera, et cetera. It wasn't until these last 10, 15 years maybe that we allowed the rap to come in such a way, hip-hop and all that come in such a way with nasty words. They destroyed it. They made, they're called women bees. Everybody. They disregard everybody. Make mockery of history and everything else. They did everything. So, no, what there's a message, and who was that saying that? There's a message in the music. Who is that saying that song? OJ. There's a message in the music.
Kenny
Gatt. You know what I mean? So then I always love my mama. Those things meant something. Yeah, all that. Kenny Gamble, one of the people out of Philadelphia here. So we can't let somebody change our culture and everything, and they come from somewhere backwards. Follow Allah. Be obedient to Allah. But we have to use the tools that our world know about. And I don't mean get some cards and go gamble and win and show them that you can win because you believe in Allah. I don't mean like that. I'm saying the things that Allah tells us not to do that, but the things that we're permitted to do, we should see ourselves. We should see ourselves working together. We should see ourselves being decent and clean. Stop destroying our own selves. The Muslims, when we're not involved, look at the danger that's happened. But in the early 70s and late 60s, I know personally we ran crime off the corners. I know during that same time the police department would even declare the Muslims don't tell the person that said that the Muslims jumped them. If they jumped them, we need to lock you up because the Muslims don't touch nobody unless you do something wrong. We were known for upkeep
at church,
in a good way.
Telling that they go forward Muslims.
That's right.
Changing everything.
That's right. You know, Nate Muhammad said, speaking of how the church, people from the church used to do that.
They were elders.
That's right. They trust what the Muslims were doing.
They could see.
They see the protection in the city. That's right. That's right. So all of these things that existed were good. Not all of a sudden we back out and want to look like somebody else and follow the voice of others telling us don't care about our people. Where can you find that from Allah?
Going backwards.
But where will you find it from Allah? Yeah. Everybody needs the message. Everybody needs to be protected by the message. Our reward is doing and living good. And what I mean doing and living good, meaning that people see good things coming out of the effort, helping people, doing the things in a manner that we know that the help that is being given transcends into making people have a good heart, a good spirit, feel appreciated. Many of our people across this nation love the Muslims of the Nation of Islam because of the good that we were doing.
Still do.
They start saying after a while, where are the Muslims?
Right. Exactly.
That protecting force that was out there, they didn't see it no more. So, yeah, we can learn all our Arabic. It shouldn't change us from the goodness of our heart for our people because the invitation to us is an invitation to our people. Allah's not teaching us here in America to travel somewhere and teach someone else. We can go learn something from somewhere else, but we should bring it back to our people. One of the things I noticed from people from Bangladesh and Pakistan and all those different places, they came here for many years and went to school to study to be doctors. And every one of them that I've talked to, they say what their people do, they don't come to set up shop here. They learn and go back to their country and take the knowledge back to their people. We're supposed to do the same thing. We're supposed to help our people see. We're not against the Christians. Christianity to the people through Jesus. Whether it was called that or not, that's not important. This ain't false to us. Why would Allah say the seal of the prophet if there was no other prophet? Moses, same thing. He brought what he brought. We got it in the Quran. That he brought what he brought to the people who called themselves the Jewish community. The Christian community. Abrahamic faith. Faith of Abraham. Jews, Christians, Muslims. Might be some more that we don't know about. But we do know them three are out of one family. And I don't mean family of blood. This is my son, this is my... Not like that. The human family, given to all of us by Allah. That's in the Quran. We have to live to be the people we are. I remember some brothers open up some stands in front of a masjid. They wanted to look more foreign. And when the neighbors would come to buy from the Muslim, they wouldn't sell nothing to them. And I just happened to be up there one day, and this older sister, hot day, she was thirsty. She was leaning on the end of the stand. And the brother wouldn't even act like he wouldn't even know.
He didn't even acknowledge
Hassan. He didn't even acknowledge her.
Abdullah Hassan?
Hassan with the scarf.
Yeah,
left Philadelphia Messy and went uptown.
Yeah.
And I said, you going to say something to the sister? He said, no. He said, no, I ain't paying no attention to her. Older sister, how can you be that cold? And talking about you about God, you about Allah. So I walked over to her and I asked her, I said, sis, can I help you? She said, I wanted to know if he want to sell me a water, but he ain't saying nothing. I went over and said, give me a water out of there. He gave me the water. I took it over to her. She wanted to pay. I said, keep it. I'll pay for it. And I told her, go ahead and drink it. Take your time. You want to stand here or you want to go home? Well, go ahead. I got you. And I went back over to him. What's wrong with you? I had to ask him that.
Yeah, you
forgot. And I ain't paying him nothing. I'm not paying him nothing. How do you let an older person stand out here in the sun like that, want a water, and you don't want to give it to him? He's with some people who are foreign to us. If that's what they practice in their country, they need to be ran back home. They don't even need to be here in America. I don't care whether they're Muslim or not. Allah does not want us to act like that. Some people go out and give a bone to a dog, but you're going to treat a human bad. That's not what we can do. That's not what Islam gives to us. We have to push to be one, but we also have to build. Our main thing, Bilal Zinc, the halal industry, we want to build industry. We need wealth. We need our own industry to feed ourselves. That's right, our own economics. And if we got our own economics, how do we lose? We don't lose. Allah will give it to you. You keep moving. Let us let Brother James do the PSA. That's all.
Thank you, Brian.
Yes, sir.
Assalamu alaikum. I'd like to read from the 71st Surah of the Quran, Surah Noah. We sent Noah to his people with the command, do thou warn thy people before there comes to them a grievous penalty? He said, O my people, I am to you a warner, clear and open, that ye should worship Allah, fear him, and obey him, so he may forgive you your sins and give you respite for a stated term. For when the term given by Allah is accomplished, it cannot be picked forward if he only knew. Join us daily from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an edition of the Halal Industry Do For Self with your host, Imam Wale Ayub Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Bilal Zinc, and co-hosts James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Bilal Zinc is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of the slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength to establish community life by doing for itself to build the model community. Mm-hmm. Connect at am360.org and 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. Call in live to speak to the hosts at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Comments at info@cwsc.us. Tweet at CWSHURAA. Email us at info@cwsc.us. Visit am360.org, Pan Corporation, Community Wide Shore Conference at cwsc.us, or leave a listener comment at 910-310-0297. If anyone would like to make ask a question or make a comment, dial 267-385-0259. Again, if you would like to ask a question or make a comment, dial 267-385-0259.
Thanks, Brother James. Dave Muhammad, Halal Industry, Do For Self. I'd like to just comment again on staying in line with Imam, what the Imam is speaking about. And he made a couple comments. about how people come and try to teach us the way they want us to be. That is a form of trying to take you backwards. If you look at the pattern, how everything goes, they want to strip you of your range, your identity, and put that upon you. Yeah. This is the whole purpose of the halal industry, to unite the African-American people, descendants of slaves, is to remind you what you've been through and what's the purpose of the reason why you came through that. Allah, God, his hand was all on you. People is not going to leave with you or share with you what Allah says, then you need to question it. You need to question it. You just don't take things just on GP. You talk about what Allah said. This is greater than anything what anybody said. And don't hide behind what Allah said to do your little personal dirt. Have a hidden agenda. That's Shaitan do that. Any God-fearing person. Greatest enemy is Shaitan. And how do you know that? Because he's going to come to you lying.
Whispering.
He's going to come to you cheating. He's going to come to stealing. And when you see all that, then you can say, wow. Wow. That ain't right, as we would say. But that goes right along with being halal. The lifestyle we have came through, it's been halal. Matter of fact, we came through it. We ain't set in it. We came through it. Allah brought us through it. Ever since we first stepped foot in this country, Allah was guiding us through. It wasn't meant for us to stay there. But the way society is, they want to keep you down. Keep what you rightfully deserve away from you. And this has been a pattern. This is a pattern. I seen the pattern. I read about some things back in Argentina where they trying to do the same thing. When I'm reading it, I understand exactly what they're doing because we didn't experience that here. I call it whitewash. They want to eliminate the history of our people coming into their world. Just like the governor down there in Florida want to erase the history of our people. The history of our people can say anything about it or to keep it away from their children. So they're going to keep their people absent-minded or brainwashed. Yeah, they use that term all the time. This is not acceptable by God. That's how I know Allah's in charge, because I can see his pattern. He's exposing. He's exposing everything. Back then in the days and back then, you couldn't figure nothing out because nobody wasn't saying nothing. But today, they got the internet. You can go find out anything you want on the internet and some. This is prescribed by God. This ain't man. This is God doing this. This is definitely God doing this. Yeah, so we got to continue. Fight to unite. And how you fight to unite? It's through knowledge. Through understanding. Not revolution. You get the knowledge. The knowledge is what frees you. That's what makes you the free man. Freedom, justice, and equality, we had introduced us to that. That freed us up from everything, from what we have experienced. Put you in a direction to read in the name of your Lord. Reading signs and creation as well as reading the Quran. the book of knowledge. That is what, that's the whole objective. That's our whole objective. The halal industry. We want to bring the people into a halal disposition. Halal in our unification, halal in our doing for self, and halal. I mean, establishing a model community. And those model communities is nothing but an example to mankind. We ain't trying to be no show. This is rough, you know. But this is something that you want to have to do, or you want to do. Nobody making you do anything. Nobody's threatening you. Nobody's taxing you, put no burden on you. You accept that. And by you accepting that, we lay out what we got to do. This is our direction. This is our plan. Allah said, how in the Quran, you know, establish regular prayer and also establish everything that you do. And don't think you won't be tested. You won't be challenged. But he also said that, and I'm going to show you how to do it. You're going to have to be patient, persevere, and pray. That's how you're going to get through this. Are you going to build success? That is the remedy that you will have to use. So what makes it makes it easier for you to accept this now, because you know what you did on it. You know what you got. Well, that's all I got to do? Do I have to do that? Yeah, I'll do that. I can do that. But you got to want to do it. You got to want to do it. And you're going to have to lead with your faith, not with your feelings. Lead with your faith, because that is your lifeline. To deal with whatever Allah wants you to do. And we still get back. We were just talking earlier, too, about the hip-hop world and how the language from the hip-hop stigma was all against the thing that we had, or no, not, let me just say, rephrase that. It was against or try to tear down everything we done established. That's what's wholesome. As the imam said, they come in with foul language, call them women bees. They the one that abused the word, the N-word, as the imam said. I like to just say the word, you understand, because I understand that it's just a form of ignorance on their part. But they used it so bad that it's like it's not pleasant to your ear. Mm-hmm. That's how bad they used it, abused it, rather. Look at what's happening, as the imam has said, that even in religion, especially from our association, we come under the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Imam Muhammad. May Allah be pleased with the legacy. We already been taught. We already was told that nobody can teach us anything. We don't need no leaders anymore. As long as we lead with what Allah says and do things to sure. We already been taught that. So how is somebody going to come in and going to try to teach us about the religion? And it looks alien, sound alien. And it looked like your eye plates. You talking to the wrong people like that, bro. He's going to come in, somebody's going to come in, don't know us from a can of paint. He's going to direct us towards what the law wants. No, you can't do that. We already have our example, our model. We had the Amulaj Muhammad. We had Imam Muhammad. You don't have to go over, and if that's so true, what you're saying and how you're saying it, you don't have to go over there and teach your people. Because we're the one that's going to be instrumental in teaching our people. But we have to be an example for them first. We can't just be giving up. We have to come in being an example. An example of what Allah wants. Yes, we'll use our history through our legacy, but they're the one who guided us through this. They're the one that, you know, our people
And I don't understand how the people don't see it, that nobody experienced what our people experienced
here in America, descendants of slaves here, going through this slavery thing. And they keep trying to cover up the slavery with all the people that made plenty of money or got wealthy through the slave trade and through the slave embarkment. They was big time. Matter of fact, the number one economical aspect in the United States was slavery back then. And they used it through the agriculture, the cotton gin, the rice paddy, tobacco, sugar. As they say, they was labor intense. They had to have somebody work all those farms or those plantations to generate the wealth out of it. That was fine. And there's nothing wrong with it. Okay, you got the labor, you got your work out of it. But with the people failing, hey, that's where all the reparation talk is going around. The people wasn't paid from their service. You try to sit up here and say, well, they weren't supposed to be paid because they weren't considered a human being. That's trifling. It's a trifling way of thinking. God don't like the ugly, and that's an ugly way to think. But here we go again. We don't have to challenge them. Them give us what they supposed to give. What we need to do is unite as a people. And they're automatically going to fall right. It'll fall right in place. Because why? They're conscious. I don't care what you say, how you say it. You did anything wrong, especially if it was real bad and rough, your conscience won't never let you go with it. It will ride you to the rest of your days. As long as you're on earth here, your conscience will be bothered. It will remind you everything you did. Okay? We know that. We unite. They have to submit. Not in just heartily, because maybe fear, guilt. We've been trying to, or we are going to continue to labor hard to build this model community. But before we're going to have to unify with a large name, so that it makes sure there will be no animosity toward mankind. And if that through that and the lack of animosity, you mean to tell me they're saying we did all this stuff to you people and y'all don't want revenge? Yeah, a lot of hand was on this. I'm shocked. But we have to labor with each other, remind each other that we have to unite. We have to unite for the sole purpose of pulling our people or raising up our people. We was almost dead. We was dead, but through the grace of the Lord. Because everything comes from the Lord. We got to just go back to the drawing board, take it to the next level. We've been through the first part and second part of our group. Now we're leading into the third part. What do you think, Funny Man? Is that leading into the third part of our group and development?
And
yeah. So I'm convinced and I'm very confident that we're going to do this. We're going to do this. And I refuse to let anybody come around us to try to tear down our legacy.
Amen.
Disregard our legacy. That's just like you go around and you go around some people. Yeah, well, you know, your mother and father, they was rotten people. And you know better that they weren't right people. Those are enough, those fighting words to check that,
mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. Only because you know better.
You know, somebody don't know you, and they're going to come and tell you what how your family was, your people were. And it's the same thing we believe in our legacy. You don't know nothing about it. And if you were here with us and you rode all the way through the way we came through all the way through with it, then you have something to say. But you dropped off. You fell off. You went another way. And now here you come in, and you put your allegiance to somebody else other than us. This is what we see all around in our community, especially in African-American descendants of slaves, especially from the legacy of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Imam Muhammad. This is where we came from. And we have all brothers in all directions and all aspects of our lifetime is trying to establish or is establishing their craft to the point that they can be part of this, as we could say, this circle, the shore, the bill. Everybody has their responsibility. Everybody been conditioned or created to be a part of that responsibility or for that responsibility there. So we know that. We know that. But we also know with the wake of all of it is the imam has to come together first, the sovereignty. The imam's got to do it. They're the head of the community in Allah's eye. They got to sit down here and they have to rectify their differences with each other. And if the people see that they working together, it'll be easier for everybody else to work together. If they don't work, we got to struggle. And some of these men, they said that the imam, he's a strong imam. He's strong. He's strong in his conviction. Okay, that's fine. But what about him with his people, his congregation? Do you have a congregation? Is his congregation as strong as he is or more or less on the same level? And if that's not true, then he's still a weak imam. The people have to speak up for their imam, support their imams in that sense. Everybody walking around know they strong. Like we were just talking about, everybody knows that. They have their desires in order. But that's how we have to come together and build our community, put those pieces together. It's like a puzzle, put it together. Then we got something going now. You may have spoke about the Grace Line Credit Union. That's one thing we need. And about all these real estate managers, construction industry, real estate industry. They are all kinds of industries that's around. All we want to do is put them together, and make them function as a moving in a circle. Everybody benefit from it. That's us. That is us. So, you know, I have my little 2 cents in as I would say, and like to relinquish the mic back to the imam, Nate Muhammad, to allow industry to do for self. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, alaikum assalam. Thank you, Brother Nate, Brother James. Once again, this is Imam Wali Ayub Bilal, the Halal Industry Do For Self. We have to build a community that we know will work for us. And that community, we know it's in Islam. We know that without a doubt. Our having confidence to build with each other.
That's
we have
key.
To put that back.
That's key.
That's the thing that's holding the progress up from our people. We have a job here in America. If it's nothing else but to call our people, establish the right thing, the other people will follow.
Mm.
Everybody likes success. You know, even with the stuff that's going on overseas right now, people are asking the question, who are you with, the Muslim, really, that's what they're saying, the Muslim or the Jews. Christians, Muslims, and Jews should follow their books. We don't kill innocent people. The attack by Hamas, if I'm saying it right, it's all on TV. The first day is all on TV. Who's doing the shooting, who they shot, et cetera, et cetera. As I said yesterday, I believe it was, pictures should have been put in a frame, clear frame, and sent across the world through the United Nations.
Media,
United Nations, all that. Stating these people are wanted. They are wanted for murder. They are wanted for rioting, whatever they were doing, whatever it seemed as being done. We want them to turn themselves in for kidnapping, murders, holding hostages. You got pictures. There was no need, really, to go bomb another area and kill some people because you don't know where the bombs hit. Yeah, you had targets. You knew the land you fired in. But they may not have been the people who came and did this. So if you catch the people by face and you pull them in and lock them all up, calling on the United Nations, calling on every country, that if you see these people bombed Israel, and in that area of bombing, innocent people, children, et cetera, we want to arrest them. We don't want them shot down. We want to know why. Where did they start this from? Because whoever led them into that may still be walking around, not even a picture of them. So the whole thing is to get united with humanity. It's not about the religion who did that. No religion calls for us to kill innocent people. None. So it's about using our head. Oh, you want to know what the black man think? We don't want to know what we think. We ain't got nothing to do with that. This didn't happen because somebody's black. This didn't happen because somebody's a Muslim or somebody's a Christian or because somebody's a Jew. Because this happened because of someone sick enough in their mind to think that they could get away with it and cause a bigger fight. In other words, more bombs sent over to people who wasn't nowhere near the area. No, get the ones who traveled. There's pictures of everyone. Somewhere, there's a picture. Even the ones, the pictures, if they're not in the pictures that were shown across the TV, trust me, somebody got a picture of all that was involved. Lock them up. And nationally, having an agreement, they had to be punished once everything is settled and found out. Who started it? Why did they start it? Who sent them? Who armed them? All that needs to be known. We don't need no war between the Jewish community and the Muslim community or any other community. But we do need to find out when somebody do something like that, who are they? Why did they do it? Who were they backed by? Who were they supported by? And shut it down. Shut it down with time to be served in prison. And in some cases, when you're sure they are the exact ones that killed some innocent people, they're charged after being to go to jail, should be either spent life in jail or to sit under a firing squad, stand in front of a firing squad. It doesn't make a difference, but we have to stop people from doing things and causing groups to get blamed. Muslims shouldn't be taking the side of Hamas, and all Jews shouldn't be taking the side of Israel bombing Hamas, because now they killed innocent people. No, let's find the guilty people. Find what they lead to. Don't pack no lies in the package. Who did it? We got pictures of them? Who are they? Where are they at? They killed children and everything. You want to know under whose orders were they? You don't want to just kill everybody and get rid of them.
So you want to find out really who sent them.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll be sending somebody else soon as everybody's comfortable. We have to see ourselves in that way, working as one family of human beings under God. And we'll solve some of these problems. Let us give it back to Brother James to close us out with the PSAs.
Thank you, Brother. Assalamu alaikum. Join us daily from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an edition of the Halal Industry, Do For Self, with your host, Imam Wale Ayub Bilal, president, founder of Bilal Zinc, and co-host James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Bilal Zinc is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of the slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength to establish community life by doing for self, to build the model community. We want to thank everybody for listening to the program today, and we ask that you join us tomorrow from 6 to 7 p.m. Assalamu alaikum.